This game is called Celebrity Sightings, and our next two contestants are Liz Mayer and Mike Stein. Have either of you ever had a celebrity run-in, Liz?
Yes, I actually one time was at a movie screening that George Clooney was also at.
Yes.
So, and it wasn't enough for me to just see George Clooney, but I had to surreptitiously kind of go get a drink and then kind of walk by him. So I brushed my back against George Clooney so I could, yeah, I'm not really a stalker. I thought I would get an extra celebrity point if I actually touched George Clooney. So,
could you smell him?
Yes, it was a powerful... And
Mike, how about you?
Yeah, Kiefer Sutherland once showed me a magic trick in a whiskey bar.
What?
I mean, I don't want to give away the secret because it's magic.
Wait a second. You don't want to screw over Kiefer Sutherland?
Yeah.
By revealing his magic trick?
I mean, it's Jack Bauer. He could be anywhere right now.
Celebrities, as we've just learned from your tales, they are just like us, aren't they? They drink at bars, they hang out at movie theaters, and they play word games. No, they don't. They never play word games, but we are pretending they are for the sake of this game.
Yes, so what Afira is saying is that in this game, we're going to give you clues to celebrities whose last name is also part of a well-known chain store or restaurant in the United States of America. You have to figure out both the celebrity and the store, and then mash them together. For example, if I said the last surviving Golden Girl was spotted inside a well-known fast... The last surviving Golden Girl was... That's dark. The last surviving Golden Girl was spotted inside a well-known fast food chain known for its small square hamburgers. The answer would be Betty White Castle.
Tricky?
Yes.
Fun?
Maybe.
Sort of, yeah.
Always the celebrity first, then the store or restaurant.
And feel free to talk it out.
This celebrity chef and cookbook author is often mobbed by her Yummo fans, so she wears this company's Wayfarer sunglasses whenever she goes out. Mike.
Rachel Ray-Bans?
That's exactly right. Rachel Ray-Bans.
When he wasn't working on his theory of relativity, this genius argued with his sibling about Locke's versus Locke Schmier at the breakfast and coffee chain they owned. Liz.
Albert Einstein's bagels?
Yeah, I think we'll take that. Yeah,
we'll take it.
Yeah, we'll take that.
The fully correct answer is Albert Einstein Brothers Bagels.
Brothers Bagels.
Yes,
okay,
but we figured.
But this is public radio and we're kind.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
The author of Les Miserables may be French, but he loves buying suits from this notorious German luxury fashion house.
Victor Hugo Boss?
Correct, Liz.
That's where he gets his Jean Valjeans.
Ophira Eisenberg, ladies and gentlemen.
I've had that joke ready to go for about three decades. The actor who voiced Timon in The Lion King exclaimed Hakuna Matata when he found this retail store specializing in plus-size women's clothing. Mike.
Oh, it's Jonathan and Taylor Loft. Jonathan Taylor Thomas. Is that not Timon?
Nope.
I think he was Simba, though.
And Loft, and you got a lot of words there that mean things. Liz?
No.
No, just no.
No.
We were looking for Nathan Lane Bryant.
Lane Bryant. Oh.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Okay.
It stings a little.
It does. I should have.
This former Brat Packer and cast member of Parks and Recreation literally bought a dishwasher at this national home improvement chain. Liz.
Rob Lowe's.
Correct.
Thank you.
And it appears that Liz is the big winner.
Congratulations,
Thank you, Liz.
Liz.
Thank you, Mike. Congratulations. We will see you for your final round.
Coming up, we'll find out what our VIP author, Lev Grossman, knows about magic and the magic of classic video games. So stay tuned. This is Ask Me Another from NPR.